What's going on, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live late on the hell day is it? It's Thursday, right? Thursday night, talking to you live, because why the hell not, right? So this thing in the headlines about NFL coaches and GMs really don't want the draft to happen on April 23rd. Lots of bitching and moaning about the lack of pro days and medical, et cetera, and blah, blah, blah. Look, I get it, man. I totally get it. But don't make Roger Goodell the good guy. The NFL wants to keep things going on April 23rd through the 25th because they've got media partnerships locked in, brand partnerships locked in. They got a ton of money to be made. And now you're going to turn it into something where you're going to make people kind of rally for the NFL to hold this thing. I mean, 3 million Americans just filed for unemployment, and you're bitching and moaning about the way you have to work. You have jobs. Do them. Is it optimal? No, of course not. I've been producing shows from my living room this week. Would I prefer not to be doing that? Would I prefer to push those shows back? Of course I would. Can I? No. Just do the job, man. And I thought Bomani hit the nail on the head the other day when he said, you know, it's going to take some time to suss it out, to track it, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how much of an effect a lack of access during this coronavirus time with facilities shut down and visits truncated and or eliminated, how much that really plays into the scouting process. Because I do think there is a tiny bit of methinks the lady doth protest too much going on here. No one's doubting the work you do. No one's doubting the importance of it in the vacuum of the NFL. But ultimately, come on, guys. Yes, you got to work remote. You're going to have to do some Zoom calls. Fine. But it's fine if the draft is on April 23rd. It's a month away, for God's sakes. Just chill out on all that. And it would be nice if one of you put your name to one of these things. You know, it's all anonymous sourcing bullshit that, oh, coaches and GMs are upset. Okay, fine. So talk about it. Put it out there in the open. Give your reasons for it. Because right now you sound like a bunch of whiners. Sorry, guys. Just had to get that off my chest. How are you all doing in the chat here tonight? Jack, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for enlightening me on Larry McCarron today in Twitter. Any cool tidbit stories about him as a player? I couldn't begin to give you anything from his time as a player other than what's out there publicly, and there isn't a whole lot. You know, he was a Pro Bowler a couple times, and like I said on Twitter, a really damn good center. You know, I've gotten to know him a little bit from my time on the beat. One of the greatest moments of my time covering the Packers in any capacity was my first day on the beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Larry complimented my work, said he really liked what I did. And that pretty much put me on cloud nine for the remainder of that day, which was a very opposite experience of some of my coworkers greeting me. So it was good. Can I get your top five picks realistically at 30th? Oh man, the top five, is like a wish list? Kenneth Murray. Pick a receiver, Mims, Jefferson. I'd probably put Jefferson over Mims, but one of those guys. Blaylock, what's his name? The defensive tackle. I'd take him. Was that four? And then give me Josh Jones out of Houston, the tackle. I love him. Though I don't think they'd really take him at 30, but I love him. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Is Bulaga Ted's second best first rounder? Woo! I don't know, man. He's up there. He's definitely in the running, right? I mean, B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews might have something to say about that, especially Clay, but Bulaga's up there, no question. Zachary, thanks for the super chat. Any new news? Screw Roger Goodell. Zachary, I think you just missed my rant. Don't make Roger Goodell into a good guy. Don't do it. Any new news? No Packers news, which is why it's so late today. If there had been anything during the day, I probably would have gone live, because all I do is sit here and sit in my living room. Mims way over Jefferson. I disagree for the Packers. That's just me. Does David Bakhtiari get a third contract for sure? Matt, I wouldn't say anything is for sure. I think they will most likely give him one. Try and give him an extension. Try and lower that cap number a little bit. But nothing's for sure. Maybe they let him walk, which would be kind of crazy in my eyes, but maybe they do. You never know. How do you think Jace does this season? Johnny, I think he's going to ball out. I put it out there last month on Twitter. Told everyone to favorite the tweet. I think he is going to wreck things. He's going to maybe not dominate, but he is going to announce his presence with authority. I think he's going to develop into a really good starting tight end in the NFL. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be the upper echelon, you know, the creme de la creme, so to speak, but I do think he's going to be a really good tight end in the NFL. Jitsu, thanks for the super chat. Cheesehead TV Live Trivia, let's go. Thanks for everything you do. Thank you, sir. Thanks for mentioning it. For those of you who haven't seen the teaser out there on Twitter, we will be doing a brand new live segment on Cheesehead TV here on the YouTube channel. We had hoped to get it up this week, but coronavirus is kicking our ass as far as production and remotes and things like that. So hopefully early next week, we will have it up for you. We're doing our first test tomorrow. But yeah, we'll be doing Cheesehead TV trivia, live trivia, hopefully every day, maybe not every day, but as much as we can on our YouTube channel. It will be live. You can participate. And winners will probably get some kind of Cheesehead TV merch. So we'll see. Taylor, thanks. T. Taylor, thanks for the super chat. How many great years does Rodgers have left? Three? I'd say three. Maybe four. If you can find what Favre found when he turned, just before he turned 40, maybe four. We'll see. Don't make me put you on blast, Jesus of the Apes. I don't see Jefferson as one of the top tier wide receivers in the class. I see him as the 11th best wide receiver. You also saw Ty Summers as a surefire starter, and he couldn't get on the field. Don't make me say these things, dude. Murray's still your draft crush? Absolutely, 1 billion percent. Kenneth Murray, whatever it takes. That's where I'm at. Should we be worried if the 49ers somehow get Judy or Lamb at 13? No. Don't worry about what the 49ers do. They are far and away from being a concern at this point. Worry about the Packers. See how things develop, you know, shape up throughout the offseason into the season. If and when they have to play the 49ers, then you worry about the 49ers. But don't worry about them. Just because you get, say, they okay, let's say they go into the year totally stacked. Oh, everyone picks them to win the Super Bowl. They're amazing. They're going to be, everything could change in 2 weeks. Hell, everything could change in a week. Everything could change in one practice. Obviously, a lot of that is injury. But how the team comes together, how things work, and, you know, the additions not working the way people thought they would. Maybe losing Buckner is a bigger blow to their defense than they thought it would be. It happens every year in the NFL. You know, just people make these grand proclamations because of some things they see on paper, and then the season starts and 90% of it gets blown to hell. And that's not to say I don't think they won't be a formidable team. I think they will be. But the last thing you should be worried about in this world is who the 49ers pick at 13. Ryan, thank you for the super chat. Is the 30th pick going to be the best player available or trade back, barring a trade up for Murray if he slips past 20? That's a really good question, Ryan. I would trade up for Murray because I love him, but I doubt they would. They've just devalued inside backer for so long in that building. I can't imagine they trade up for a backer. If he slides to 30, maybe they make that call. I think the possibility of a trade back is very real. I think if they would do that, they'd probably be looking at a wide receiver, much like they did when they drafted Jordy. Because of the depth at that position in this class, they can afford to drop down, say, into the top of the second round and probably get the same caliber receiver that they would have got at 30. So, yeah, I think all of that is wide open as a possibility. And which one it might be, I'd need to sharpen up my crystal ball. Is that a thing you can do? Sharpen a crystal ball? I don't think it is. Connor, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Jake, thanks again. If we don't pick up a defensive lineman in free agency, do you think we take multiple in the mid to later rounds? No. I think they will take one. I think they're going to, hopefully, my hope is that they finally get Kingsley Keke on the field. I think he's got a lot of potential. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be, you know, the answer to all their problems. Certainly not. But they've got a talented guy there. They've got to let him develop and get him on the field. I think he's certainly got to play ahead of Lancaster, at least be given the opportunity to show that he's better than Lancaster, because I think he is. So, but because of that, I don't think they'll go heavy at defensive tackle in the draft, because I think they have too many other needs. Austin, thanks so much for the super chat. Recently saw Grossi's top draft needs: wide receiver at number 3, right tackle at number 2, replace Bulaga, and inside linebacker at number 1. Thoughts? I'd switch the right tackle and wide receiver around. What do you say? I get it. I get, you know, especially with Aaron Rodgers back there, a aging Aaron Rodgers. I totally understand prioritizing a tackle. The question is what's good and kind of a double-edged sword at the same time for the Packers this year is that both of those needs, wide receiver and offensive tackle, are deep classes. You know, so whatever they don't get at 30, chances are, now, not for sure, not, you know, not a slam dunk, but chances are they'll still get a quality player in whoever they choose next. So if they choose a wide receiver at 30, chances are they probably can still find a decent offensive tackle in the second round. But the draft has to fall right, you know. You are rolling the dice a little bit. And I know I saw some back and forth today on Twitter about, oh, they can wait on tackle because, you know, David Bakhtiari was a fourth rounder. And as Jim so eloquently put it, Bakhtiari is a unicorn, you know. You can't bank on that. You can probably bank on finding maybe a center and or guard on the third day, but you don't bank on finding three-time all-pro left tackles in the third day of the draft. You just can't do that. But like I said, both of those positions are pretty deep this year. So that helps the Packers in that regard. Wow, lots of super chats. Thanks, guys. Zach, thanks so much. We have good receivers. We need to replace Bulaga. Well, I mean, I just spent a whole year being told the Packers don't have good receivers, Zachary. And look, I think they definitely need to upgrade the talent at wide receiver. I don't think there's any question there. Give Rodgers some more weapons, yes. But yeah, replacing Bulaga is definitely a priority. And Wagner is there simply as a bridge, and no one's under any illusions there. But, you know, I don't think you can't go in. The problem with going into a draft with you have to do it, and this is where Wagner having a two-year deal kind of helps, provided he plays okay. You know, you don't want to go into any kind of draft in any kind of situation where you're saying you have to get this. You know, yes, they will target a tackle, undoubtedly. They'll hope one comes to them value-wise. But if it's just not there, you don't force it, because that's how you make bad picks. But we'll see. Well, like I said, it's a deep class. Reed, thanks so much for the super chat. Cheesehead TV and Aaron are the best. Thanks for all you do. Stay healthy and stay safe. Reed, thank you so much. Back at you, buddy. Thanks so much for checking out the chat. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Could a lack of medical evaluations cause Tua to drop to 30? You know, that's an interesting question, because I know a lot's being made of the fact that we're not privy to the follow-up medical, because he was going to have his final evaluation and or workouts after the combine. But don't forget, you know, NFL personnel spent literally from, I think it was 10 a.m. until 7 or 8 p.m. poking and prodding at Tua. So they've had a good look. You know, the teams have all gotten the information, at least the initial information, and a pretty good idea of where he was at rehab-wise and, you know, where he was physically, etc. And I don't doubt that all of them can get up to speed pretty darn quick as to where he's at now, with a call to doctors, medical professionals, whoever might have access to us. So, yeah, I think it is interesting. It is an interesting question, and I do think there's a possibility that maybe the skittishness of NFL front offices, the amount of money you would be investing in the young man, if you especially picked him in the top 10. But I don't think he makes that out of the first round simply because of the fifth-year option. People are going to want to have 5 years of him provided they think he's going to be able to play. You know, but that could, I don't think it will, but I think it could cause him to fall a little bit. We'll see. Jake, thanks again. Did you see Leroy? What did I say? Did you see? Oh, God, so many super chats. Did you see Leroy saying go after Trent Williams? No, I didn't. And I'm glad I did. Connor, thanks so much for the super chat. Taj Sharp, a better signing than Funchess? Not different. You know, I think they're both serving different roles. As we talked about yesterday, Packers love their big wide receivers, and Funchess certainly fits that mold. Taj Sharp does not. People, Wes Hogkowitz is on the chat. What is going on, Wes? Hopefully this is enough to buy you a drink on me at the Let Love Inn whenever this crazy world resets itself. All the best to you and the girls. Wes, salute, brother. That is incredibly generous of you. Back at you. Hope you and the family are well. Great to see you, brother. Wes is in the chat. He is indeed. Where did they find Colin Cowherd? Who cares? I think he was a radio DJ. Xavier Rhodes to the Colts. Did not realize they play the Packers, though. Did he not realize they play the Packers, though? Nice. What's your thoughts on the wide receiver class, and what wide receiver do you want for the Packers? Alex, I said a little bit ago, I think it's an incredibly deep wide receiver class. That's not shocking or breaking news. Everyone's pretty much come to that conclusion. I really want Jefferson from LSU. Clearly, there are people here in the chat who disagree, but I really like him. He's my favorite. I'm not tell you he's the best, because I think obviously there are others who will not be available to the Packers at 30. But of the guys who could realistically be there at 30, Jefferson's my guy. I love his game. I love that he can play all three spots. I think he would fit in perfectly in Green Bay. What's worse, Favre Vikings, or if Rodgers Bears would happen? Oh, Ismail, for me, it would definitely be Favre Vikings, just because of what he meant to me when I was a younger fan and watching him take the franchise on his back and kind of turn it around, and the emotional investment I had in him, especially after he won the Super Bowl. You know, it's not even comparable for me. I do think there are probably plenty of Packers fans where Aaron would be worse, especially because, you know, you look at Aaron, and yes, he's been a little less than the Superman we've grown accustomed to, but he's still a really good quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over, gives you a chance to win every time he's on the field. Whereas latter-day Favre threw a lot of picks. Think of the experience of watching Packers games. And I've spoken to many people who totally recognize this the moment I talk about it. Remember watching Brett in his latter years with Sherman, and he would drop back, survey the field, and then he'd throw the ball. And that moment when you saw him kind of start the motion, your whole body would just go, oh God, here we go. And on a television broadcast, he would whip it, and the camera would pan, and it was a 50-50 proposition whether it was going to be a big play to a Packer or to the opponent. And then there was that inevitable crushing moment where it was a pick, and it was, oh my God. Whereas with Aaron, when he does decide to throw the ball, and yes, you can knock him for holding the ball, taking sacks, etc., but when he does throw it, your body doesn't go, here we go. Your body goes, okay, Aaron's throwing the ball. I can't wait to see who he throws it to. Or last year, how far he throws it out of bounds. But you knew it wasn't going to be a pick. You knew you had another down to live. So I do not doubt for a second that you put Aaron on the Bears, you know, Packers fans would be upset. What's my honest opinion on Oren Burks? Good question, Bethany. I think you can't count on him. I think he's definitely going to contribute on special teams, but he's entered the city limits of Bustville. They'll let him come in, they'll let him compete, no doubt about it. But with all their issues last year, the fact that he couldn't get on the field tells you pretty much all you need to know. And yes, at times he was injured, but even when healthy, he couldn't see the field. And you know, it's unfortunate, especially when you think back to the fact that they traded up for him. It's rough. That is rough. You guys are hilarious. Woo! If Love is available at 30, pick him or wait till next year. Simon, I saw when Bucky Brooks had him going to the Packers at 30 in one of his mocks a couple weeks ago. I mean, never say never. I'd be surprised. But you never know. I mean, I know Gutekunst has put it out there that he is open to picking a quarterback, and he did want to pick a QB last year when Drew Lock was available. But, you know, it's all down to the conviction that Gutekunst has in the player. And only person who knows is Gutekunst. So it's kind of a fool's errand to try and guess. Zach, thanks for the super chat. If we were to trade Rodgers, what would we get? At this point, I don't know. That's a really good question. I think they'd struggle to get a first-round pick, honestly. Probably something akin to a second. What am I drinking? I'll show you what I'm drinking. And these people didn't even sponsor me, and I'll show you, because I put it on Insta the other day. I had Mark, who's a Cheesehead TV fan, send me a gift card, and I got that with it. I tell you, this is going to get me through some stuff here during coronavirus time. Do you think we have a fullback come September? Good question, Kyle. I do think they will. Who that might be, I have no idea. Most likely, they'll look at late in the draft / free agency, undrafted free agent, etc. Maybe. I mean, I was going to say maybe a free agent, but I don't know who that'd be. Maybe they even trade for one. I doubt it, but you never know. But yeah, I think late day 3 draft pick. Jake. Give Trubisky Corona so he can destroy its future. You guys are terrible. James, thanks for the super chat. Nags, do you think we re-sign Jones and Williams? Jones, yes. Williams, no. We saw reported during the combine that Jones and the Packers had mutual interest in an extension. The Chargers have now kind of laid the groundwork for what that might look like. And I do think they'll get something done with Jones. I think they'll draft somebody, another back, probably day 3 again in April, and they'll probably bid Williams adieu, which is unfortunate because I love him. Love him on the team. I think he's a great compliment to Aaron, but you can only pay so many guys, and I think Jamal, there will be a market for him, albeit not a huge one just because he's a running back, but I think there will be a place that will pay him, and it won't be in Green Bay. Hey, guys, I'm going to take one or two more here. Nags Grim Brewery is making house calls, even on Grubhub. It's essential. Thumbs up, man. What game are you looking forward to the most this year? Me, it's versus Brady and the Bucks. I think that'll be fun, but to me, it's the first one because God knows when it's going to be. You know, in this strange world we're living in at the moment, hell, it could be October before we see football. I mean, I don't know. It's just whenever it's back, man. I miss sports. I don't have to miss football right now because we're in its normal off cycle, right? And we're getting free agent news and we're talking about the draft, and that's great. So that's all normal. But, man, it's going to be weird if they have to push back the NFL. Austin, thanks for the super chat. Should Green Bay draft a corner before day 3? Should they? I mean, if they like the prospect, yeah, of course. I mean, I know lots of fans like to make grocery lists and got to have this, that, and the other thing. And teams definitely – will look at need. There's no question about it, but it is usually the best player available at a position of need. And if on their tiered system, on their board, if there is a corner sitting there, they've taken all the magnets off, right, after day 1, and they start day 2, and the second round comes, and there's a bunch of magnets off the board, and there's one lone name sitting above everybody else, and it's a corner. And he's far and away better rated than everyone else currently available. Yeah, they'll take that corner. Absolutely. No question. Would it make sense to give Funchess some snaps at tight end as he has tight end experience from college. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would tend to doubt it, though. Hell, I mean, last year they made a defensive end into a tight end off the practice squad in the middle of the year. So anything's possible. But yeah, no, I would suspect they would run him strictly at wide receiver. You know, he's got a lot to learn, a lot to get up to speed on. And with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, you don't want to be adding responsibilities to a guy. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. I can't thank you guys enough. And keep on keeping on in this crazy world we live in. If you want to do me a favor, hit like, hit subscribe. Oh, and hey, I got to give somebody a shout out here. Wait a second. I forgot the name. Hold on. Got to give a major shout out to, I just can't remember the name. I remember the gamer handle, but I don't remember the name. Because I had a phenomenal game of Madden going on tonight. Where is that? Kyler. Kyler Ames and I were in the middle of a phenomenal Madden game. Probably one of the best, I mean, not one, probably the best game I've had so far. It was 21-21, getting down to the end of the first half. Kyler was driving, I'll give him that. And he was playing with the Chiefs. I mean, okay, all right. I say you got to play with the champs to try and beat me. I get it, I understand. But it was an awesome game. And then the servers kicked him off. And then I had to go because I had shit to do. But we're going to have a rematch next week. So incomplete game. But Kyler is awesome. Dude, you're amazing. You're a really good player. And I can't wait to play again. So, yeah, if you want to take me on in Madden, I mean, come take your shot. Join Patreon. Patreon members get exclusive access to Trying to Kick My Ass. And you also get exclusive access to the Cheesehead TV Draft Guide, which will be available probably within the week, and you'll get it early. So cheeseheadtv.com, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Hit like, hit subscribe. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.